Hi everybody, this is Sharon Jeffers. Welcome to the Mystic Oracle Radio Show. I'm going to be your host for the next hour, and we're going to spend this time talking about the mystic science of the cards and the magic and secrets that they reveal in our lives. Personally, and for all of us as a whole, as humanity. If this is your first time listening to my show, welcome, and thank you for taking the time to be here tonight. I invite you to go to my website, starofthemagi.com. There's a link there on your page. And look at your card, look up your birthday, where it says, what's your card? Peruse around, check things out, see what we're up to here. I also, when I'm doing these readings, the system's based on the playing card deck. But when I'm, and I am going to take calls tonight, when I'm doing readings, I'm not laying cards out. I'm actually looking at cycles of time that are already structured in charts that are composed of the playing card deck and relative to our birthday and the age we are. So if you call in for a reading tonight, I want to know your birthday and and your present age. So the month and day of your birthday and your present age. Somebody just sent me a really weird email on Skype. Selling Russian brides or something. Okay, so also tonight, and I'll mention this a few times for people that tune in a while, I'm offering a reading special for a 3-month update tonight. This is only tonight. I mean, you sign up for the reading and then, you know, you can have it any time in the next month. But this is a special that I'm only running tonight for my listeners. So you might want to take advantage of that. If you go to my website and click on readings, you'll see at the end of the card of the day it says personal readings. It'll take you to the page, and I put the special in really big letters so it's easy to find. So, you know, in this system, we have a life path and we have a destiny, and we have a birth card according to the day we are born. Each day of the year is governed by a specific card. And then with our birth card, we have a soul card and a spirit card. And those influences represent the mystical expressions of the wisdom that is held within each card. So each card is like a composition. Each one of our birth cards is a composition of influences and expressions. And the soul and spirit card are these mystical aspects. The soul card is a blessing of wisdom that comes from above, and it influences the mundane aspect of the birth card. The soul card is a connection. It's our connection to Source. And as I know, a lot of my students are listening tonight, so, you know, as you study more in depth the spirit spread of the cards, the natural order of the deck, the Ace of Hearts, 2, 3, 4, all the way through the heart suit, then the clubs, then the diamonds, and then the spades. As you study those paths, you begin to understand where you've come from and how those influences are at work in your life right now, in this lifetime. That whole hidden aspect of the cards reveals so much to us about what our journey is in this life. The spirit card is an expression that desires to emerge from within inside of us, as a result of the soul's influence through the birth card. So it's this weaving of magnificent energy and incredible wisdom that exists within each one of us, and each one of us is so perfect in that way. The spirit card longs for expression. Each one of us, we are more our spirit card, and the reward of that expression is joy. When we're manifesting our spirit card, we're happy. It's a feeling of liberation and freedom. And the soul card brings guidance and wisdom to bless us with new perception from the wisdom that we already embody within us. So, you know, in addition to the placement of each of the cards and their relationships with the planetary influences that direct the energies, the inner and outer influences reveal the opportunities that we have to awaken, the opportunities we have for our conscious awareness and our enlightenment, and for our deeper expressions of self in very specific ways. Everything's very specific here. You know, the planetary influences in the cards that work with the numeric values and the magical, mystical symbols, they're like infusions of energy that direct the innate intelligence and behaviors and characteristics of each card. And gosh, I've been working with this system for a long time, and I feel like every single day something new is revealed to me. And it's exciting. It's fun. So if you want to call in and have readings with me, you're welcome to do that. Keep in mind that I'm going to keep these readings short, and I'll probably use each one, at least I'll do my best to use each one as an example for everybody listening, so that we're all benefiting from the conversations that are happening. If you haven't been to my website, go check it out. You can also, if you're on Facebook, go to Cards of Destiny. And we don't have fans anymore on Facebook. We have people who like us. They keep changing things on Facebook. You can also sign up for the Card of the Day on my website. And I have an iPhone application. So if you have an iPhone or an iPod, a Pod Touch, I have an app called Cards of Destiny. So I have Marilyn on line 2. And Marilyn, looks like you are the Ace of Spades. Are you there? Marilyn? Hello? Hi.
Hello. Hi. Marilyn? Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Do you have your computer on? Because you need to turn the sound down if you do.
Actually, no, I don't.
Okay.
I mean, I have the sound way down, so that shouldn't be a problem. Might have just been a glitch.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
I can. Hi.
Okay, hi. Hi again.
So your birthday is April 7th. You're the Ace of Spades.
That's right. And I just turned 54.
Oh, well, happy
I'm
birthday.
I'm definitely middle-aged now. Well, thank you. Yes.
My birthday is the day after your birthday.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, darn, and April 8th.
Yep.
Oh, well, happy belated birthday to you as well.
Thank you. I celebrate all month, so it's not belated yet.
Well, that's okay. This year, that's what I've been saying. First, it started out as a week, and then I decided to extend it at least till the end of the month. So we're on the same page.
Okay,
well,
good.
I don't have a specific question, but knowing that I'm the ace of spades, however you think that this could be, you know, used for, what information could be used for me and for anyone else listening would be great.
Well, you just got dealt a whole new hand of cards on your birthday, right? Because every year on our birthday, that's what happens. We get all new cards for the year.
Right.
And 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54. So you are in a Uranus year this year. Now tell me something. Do you have your own business?
No, I do not. I am employed by a large bureaucracy.
Oh, okay.
But I am always thinking about my own business in one way or another. But nothing, you know, nothing has materialized, or I'm stuck in a system where I'm just, you know, holding out for the pension that might or might not be there. Anyway, enough about that.
Tricky.
Yes.
The reason I asked is because you're sitting in a position that's extremely creative with money. However, it also could bring up some stuff happening at work that makes you concerned about, you know, what might be happening.
That's the Uranus?
Well, no, you're sitting in the Three of Diamonds house. You have the Seven of Spades behind you.
Oh.
So this is a time when you really need to turn inward. Whenever that Seven of Spades shows up, it's a time when we need to really turn inward. Because this is a card of the mystic, and it's an extremely spiritual card, if not the most spiritual card in the deck. So this card, it's behind you, so it's pushing you to go inward and maybe get clearer about what your true values are. You know, you're looking at the Two of Diamonds here, and Two of Diamonds is sitting in your house. And a lot of times this card, I mean, on the mundane level, it's a card that, you know, has us wheeling and dealing and negotiating. But on the inner level, it's a card that attunes us to our intuitive intelligence and teaches us, or beckons us actually, to have conversations with ourselves about what our true values are, what's important to us, and most importantly, what do we feel in the essence of our being and our nature. So sitting in these positions, it's almost like you're being squeezed a little bit to pay more attention to your nature rather than your personality or your character or what you're doing or what life is, you know, what's happening, but really get in touch with your nature and what's important to you. Is this making sense to you?
Yes, indeed it does.
Uh-huh.
But it has been felt this way for some time now, not just recently, but it does seem to be intensifying, so that coincides, yes, interesting.
Yeah, well, it should intensify right now. The other thing is, you have a lot of creative energy that's really coming into play this year, especially right now in the beginning of this year, and you also have an influence, that says, you know, this is a time when you open your mind in greater ways. You also speak up about the things that you see that need to be different and that aren't, rather than not.
Yes.
So I'm getting the feeling you're seeing some things that, you know, everyone could be served if they were changed, but you're not saying anything.
Well, yes, I have probably parsed my words at various times, depending on the company I keep. But I have, yes, I think it's important to speak our truth, or as we know it, more now than ever.
Well, your Ace of Spades is the card of the Magi, and your Five of Spades is a change agent. You know, so it's, you know, you are a teacher by nature. Just by your very being, you're a teacher to other people. I think we all are in our own way, you know. It's like the gifts that we come into this life with. And your cards really have a lot to do with how you connect with people. A lot about how you connect with people and the heart connections that you have with people and the understanding that you share with people. There's a lot of that kind of influence in your cards.
Yeah, I feel that, but unfortunately I probably don't have I'm not expressing that as much as, you know, I would like, but yeah, that makes sense.
Well, that's what Excuse me?
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, no, that's what I'm suggesting is that maybe you do express that more, or, you know, really allow yourself to be seen and to be heard in that way. That's important to you. You know, one of the things I see in this yearly spread for you, because this year is governed by Uranus, so there's going to be a lot of change, and that change could come out of nowhere. That change is opening the way for the future for you. And you have the Ace of Hearts as your first result card, and this is a card that results from your transformation with yourself, and the Ace of Hearts is a new relationship with ourselves. So there's a whole lot of energy around this for you, like paying attention to the parts of you that want to play or want to be grateful, or the connection that you have with yourself or what's important to you. I feel like there's some kind of stirring going on inside of you that wants to just, you know, open up the top of your head and connect you to the outer reaches of the higher mind or something. It's just, you know, it's really amazing.
Well,
and,
I don't
want to
hold. Oh, go ahead.
You don't want to what?
I don't want to hold you up with other callers, but I did have just like a general question, but I didn't want to, if you were going to say something else, I didn't want to interrupt you.
No, I thought you didn't have a question. So ask me.
Well, I know that in cards and in other forms of readings, there's the destiny. And then there's the free will. And I know this is a common question. It has to be. But, and with this free will factor, we either, you know, fate and destiny, it's confusing to me, frankly, because, you know, I believe in free will so strongly. And, but yet, I do see some people as having more of a destiny. And I don't really feel that for me. But I used to, but I don't anymore. And I wonder if that's just middle age, or, you know, some of your dreams have evaporated over time, or just, you know what I'm saying?
Well, is it that you're choosing to be alive in your life with, you know, what you're creating? I think a destiny is a really tricky word.
Yeah.
Even though it comes out of my mouth several times a day, it's on all my books, my websites, and everything else.
Right. I know.
I believe that we do have a destiny. And I believe that when our free will is aligned with that, by way of us understanding who we really are, that's when we manifest that freedom to be in full expression of ourselves. That's one of the ways I see this.
Yes, I follow.
Because
that.
People always think it's either or. People think either you have a destiny or you have free will. I see that we have both, and when they're united as one, that's when the magic is happening.
Well, I understand that. I guess it's big picture, little picture. It's like year to year, you know, the trends according to, you know, what, you know, whether astrological, numerological cards, there are going to be different influences at different times. But the big picture, that's how sometimes I you know, destiny is probably made up of little steps, but at the same time, there has to be a big picture. And it's just, you know, these choices that we make on a moment-by-moment basis are creating so many different probabilities. I just wonder about this big, maybe I'm overstating destiny in my own mind. You know, or
talking
my
about. Uh huh. Well, are you talking about the destiny of life and all of us, or yourself?
And into every individual. But then perhaps in, you know, maybe certain people are destined to be, have more destiny in their cards or in their, you know, I don't know how much is pre-planned in a way. It's like in my mind, it's all already happened in a strange way, although the creativity aspect of it is always ongoing. But there's
right.
That time lag, and I guess I don't want to get too complicated, you know, and keep you on the line, but for everybody, in essence, the same thing, you know, destiny, free will, but something is just holding us back from achieving or creating our true destiny or something. It just seems like everywhere. You know, I speak for myself, but I look at the limitations that we seem to put on ourselves. So if destiny was really something as an outside force that could really push you along or have a revelatory impact, then why isn't it more apparent for more of us?
Well, I don't know. It looks apparent to me, but, you know, we all have a different perspective.
Yeah.
I mean, I think limitations are an illusion. Did you see Stephen Hawking last night on the Discovery Channel?
I thought that premiered on May 9th.
Okay, so they have here he is, you know. He's in this chair, he can't move anything. And he's communicating through a computer. And he's thinking beyond what most people think or perceive ever, you know, and he's thinking into the computer and the computer's talking for him. There's somebody that you could look at and say, oh my God, look at that poor man. He's paraplegic. He can't move anything. Can't even move his mouth, you know, and he's this incredible genius who's so passionate about what he sees and feels and thinks, you know, and he wasn't born that way, so he knew what it was like to not be that way, which is, could be even more of a challenge. So you could look and say, oh my God, but he's bringing some of the most, you know, provocative thinking to science. And last night he was talking about, you know, time travel and aliens, and it was really, really fascinating. But the thing that was so fascinating to me was to look at this person that I could look at and think, this man, what happened to him? What's his destiny? Well, maybe his destiny is to show us that, you know, we put too much stock in what we think are limitations. because I don't feel that anything or anyone is being held back, but I also acknowledge that you see things that way, and so that must be happening as well. I mean, we each one of us are perceiving all of this very differently. And, you know, does anybody know where we are? I mean, sometimes I think this is a psych ward of the universe.
Well, yeah, it seems like that.
Ward 101. You know, my ex-fiancé thought it was hell. He would fight that argument to the death, that this is hell. You know, so, you know, and he'd been through it a few times. So, you know, I think if you stick closer to home about where you are and what's important to you, then, you know, I think that may be a good idea, and that's what your cards are suggesting, Marilyn. Okay, I've got two people waiting in line here.
Yes, thank you so much, Sharon,
great conversation, great thoughts. Thank you.
All the best to you. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, thank you. Bina, I see you're here. Bina? Hello?
Hey, I could get in touch with you.
I know.
I have
your name and number at the top of my phone list. I've just been way behind on all my teaching stuff, and so but you're there at the top. So, and who's on the other line? Om Zahara?
Om Zahara. Yes, this is my friend who is, we're fellow artists, and she's visiting with me from Atlanta. A lot of our life lessons and connections go all the way back to Pasadena. And so this whole journey. Yeah.
Well, I think they go further than that because you have a Neptune connection, so who knows where these connections are on the other side and beyond. So
right.
You're calling from New Mexico, and do you have a question for me?
The question I have for you maybe you could share with me what's happening at this point, and we have made this fantastic change and journey with our goals in mind of connecting to this ancient place that spiritually is very connected for us, and artfully we feel at this time, Gordon and I, that this is our rightful place. So just wanted to see overall of what you have to say.
Well, I have to say that I think all your feelings are right. If you feel that way, that's absolutely true for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very magical place, New Mexico. And in the cards, you know, on your last birthday, which was in October, you probably felt this longing to go home.
My birthday, it's July.
Oh, you're July 26th. And Om Zahara is 10/26.
Right.
Oh. Huh?
Right. That's right.
Okay. So, are you 64 right now?
Yes.
Okay. Well, similar influence telling a little bit of a different story, but very similar in that you wanting to prioritize and get things clear for yourself so that you, you're living the life that you want to be living. This would be a little different curve, but a similar type of energy.
Mm-hmm.
Priorities are important.
Right,
and,
I agree.
You know, now, things are going to change a lot when you turn 65 in July. And you're going to become really clear why you are where you are, because this is going to be an extremely transformational place for you.
Mm-hmm.
Extremely transformational. And in your Venus house, you're going to have the King of Hearts. Oh, my goodness, look at all these kings. So it's almost like the time that you're in right now, let me see exactly which cycle you're in.
Okay.
26. So you are in your Uranus cycle. You went in there on April 13th. These are 52-day cycles, and you go into Neptune on the 4th of June. So right now, you know, you're really longing to have your needs met, feel comfortable where you are. You're feeling at home. You probably are really into creating your new home for yourself, making everything beautiful. You've got these wonderful cards of creativity, beauty, you know, and the satisfaction that comes from creating an environment that supports both of those things. When you go into Neptune, you've got the Seven of Spades. Seven of Spades in Neptune can be a time when there's major epiphanies. I mean, this is like, you know, a very powerful spiritual influence in a double Neptune, triple Neptune, because it's sitting in the Queen of Hearts house. So this is a time when you want to do a lot of meditation. I mean, I would think wherever you are there, it's a place that supports that kind of choice for you. This is a time when everything's going to open up for you. You're probably, I'm seeing you doing artwork that's really like guided from the other side to express what's there or something. It's really trippy what I'm seeing here.
That's right.
Oh, it is?
I'm already.
Okay, well, it's just going to continue to get stronger and more profound and really profound when you hit, you know, June. I mean, this is like amazing energy. Let's see, your planetary ruling cards are Eight of Hearts, Saturn and Venus. Yep. So your intuition and your creative genius are just continuing to get more developed, stronger, deeper, and, you know, more vast. It's very great.
That's around June what?
Between now and your birthday.
Okay.
And then after your birthday, I think, you know, there's going to be a lot of success coming your way. You've got the King of Hearts, the King of Diamonds, and the King of Clubs. Excuse me very much. They're just, you know, displacing you in really good positions. So these cards are going to, they're going to support. Oh, and you've got the Queen of Diamonds with the Two of Diamonds in Venus, the Ten of Diamonds in Mars. So it's probably going to be a really great place for you to sell your art. You know, where are you exactly?
Say that again, dear.
Where are you?
I'm at the foothills of the San Dias Mountains, which is above Albuquerque.
Okay,
it's absolutely gorgeous.
Let me tell you something. You are the Two of Clubs. Santa Fe is the Ace of Clubs by name. So this could be an amazing place for you to take your art.
Exactly.
Because you have a really profound past life connection with that place. Especially after your birthday. You know, now is the time where you just let it all come pouring through from the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
All right, sweetie. Now, oh, my gosh. I've been doing a lot of crying here. crying of joy.
That's nice.
Well, thank you so much, Sharon. I'm going to put Omzara on.
Okay, Omzara.
Hold on 1 minute.
Okay.
I'll talk to you.
Not 1 minute. You got to be faster than that. This is radio.
Hello?
Hi, I'm Zara. This is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. How are you?
Hi. So are you aware of the fact that you are the Nine of Hearts by your birthday?
No, no.
Well, you're the Nine of Hearts. Huh?
Is that a good thing?
Every card in the deck is very important. This is the card of universal love. And your planetary ruling card is the King of Clubs, which is a really powerful card of, you know, authenticity and personal expression. So, you know, you're here to make a difference in the world by what you give through what you express and what you teach to others by example.
I feel that.
Uh-huh. You can go on my website when you get off the phone and read about your cards. Or I think Bina has my books. But
I do. She does.
So you're 58 right now, correct?
I thought I was 59.
Well, maybe you are. I mean,
well, maybe I'm not.
Not my forte. Excuse me?
I think
are you
59? Yes, I think so.
Wow. Are you stoned? You're 58. You'll be 59 on your birthday.
Are you kidding me? Oh, I'm so glad.
Okay.
Dana's laughing
so
at
me. Let me just take a quick look at things here before I float off into some other universe. Let's see, 1026. So you are 1, 2, 3, 4. You're in your Jupiter cycle. So let me give you a quick reading on the Jupiter cycle, and then we're going to move along. The Nine of Hearts. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, I'm your Jupiter. So this is a time of tremendous expansion for you. This can be a time of great success, too. You just need to learn how to communicate first with yourself what it is exactly that you want to be manifesting, and then with the rest of the world by knowing that that is a possibility and absolutely can happen. You have a tremendous amount of creative energy right now, and anybody you reach out to is going to support you. So it's really important for you to position yourself to allow others to support you.
And that's what we were talking about today, that exact thing.
Well, that's what's happening, sister.
All right.
Okay.
And that makes me, just knowing that, that makes me feel a lot better that I am going in the right direction.
Good. Keep going.
Thank you. I will.
Okay.
All right.
Give
all
each
right.
other.
Thank you so much.
Will you give Bina a hug for me, please?
Yes. Thank you, my love. Thank you so
much. Thank you. Okay.
We'll talk soon.
Bye, girls. Okay, that was fun. Randy, who is on line 2? Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Randy. Are you enjoying the conversations tonight?
What's that?
I said, are you enjoying the conversations?
Oh, yeah. What card am I?
Excuse me?
What card am I?
What card are you?
Yeah.
You are the Seven of Diamonds.
I'm Seven of Diamonds, huh?
Did you know that? You didn't know that.
No, I did not.
And you're an Aquarius.
That's
Seven
correct.
Of Diamonds is the card that represents the marriage of heaven and earth and spirit and matter, and it's the card of the millionaire. Very innovative card.
Oh.
Very unusual card. Now, your planetary ruling card is, you're an Aquarius, it's the King of Hearts. I call the King of Hearts the exalted bum. Because they really know how to relax.
I see.
Are you 45?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, this is a really profound year for you, okay? It's a time when you really look at your past relative to your present and, you know, what it was that developed your character to this point, what you want to keep and what you want to leave behind you. You're sitting in a double Saturn position, so you have a semi-fixed card, your birthday. There are four cards that they only change from one position to another, and your birthday card is one of them. And, you know, you have tremendous sensitivity, which can sometimes be a challenge for a man. You've got that nice king energy there to support you. So, you know, your inner world is governed by the nine of hearts. So you have a lot of heart energy working with you. People are important. You know, are you artistically inclined in any way?
No, not really.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm not very.
You sound like a king of hearts. It's so cute. The king of hearts governs how you move through the world. So that would be totally on your terms.
Okay.
Down to your time is very valuable and important to you.
Huh.
So do you have a specific question that you'd like to ask me?
No, I was just kind of wondering what my cards were and what I should be focusing on this year.
Well, what you should be focusing on this year is refining your mind and how you use your thought and your intention and your beliefs and your communication, first with you and then with the rest of us and the world at large. You have the Seven of Clubs and Mercury and the Eight of Spades as well. So these are cards that say, you know, the more finely tuned you get with your mental energy, the more power you possess to manifest what you want, who you are. And discipline is really, really important. I would say your values are changing maybe around relationship, you know.
Is that funny?
No, your response made me laugh.
I don't know how to respond, but all right. Well, thank you so much for your time, and you have a great day.
Well, wait, I have something else I want to tell you.
Okay.
Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I have the King of Clubs in Pluto, okay? Now, on the personal level, this is about you stepping into your authenticity more than ever and really, like, you know, walking to your own beat. There's a lot of good fortune that wants to come your way from that. So, you know, this is a year when age 45, when your perception is shifting. It's almost like a recalling, in a way, who you really are. It's a very powerful time for you. And by the end of this year, by your next birthday, which is a ways off, you know, you're going to have a brand new type of relationship with yourself. So really allow yourself to get into that and see what's going on, because there's something that wants to come forth and express that maybe hasn't yet. It's a powerful time. You're getting ready to assume the crown as a man. So think about that. Going from the jack to the king.
Oh, geez.
It's all about responsibility. So thank you for calling, Randy.
Okay, thank you so much. You have a great day.
Thank you, you too. So if you didn't hear me earlier, this is a funny day. What day is this? This is the 8 o'clock day. These are great conversations that are happening here. I'm offering a reading special to my listeners tonight, and if you go to my website, StarTheMagi.com, and go to the, you know, on the left side is the card of the day, and beneath the description of the card of the day is, it says personal readings. If you click on that, it'll take you to the page, and you'll see it says reading special. So this is a three-month cycle update, okay? And you can also sign up for the card of the day if you're not on that list. I'm on Facebook, Cards of Destiny. And what else? I have an iPhone app, which is Cards of Destiny. And, you know, I have a couple of books that I've written. Love and Destiny, Discover the Secret Language of Relationships, and Cards of Destiny, a birthday book and daily divination guide. And I have other goodies. I teach the cards as well. I have online courses, which are really cool. And, gee, I wonder who else might call in tonight, because this has been really fun. So the lines are open now. They were blocked for a while because there were three people waiting at one time. And I think that's all there is three people. I am going to take a short break, and I will be back in 1 minute from now. Okay, so just stay there with me. I'm coming back in 1 minute. And if you want to call in and get online, please do so.
Hello, this is Wesley Snipes, and when I'm divinely inspired and spiritually motivated, I listen to Dr. Fred Bell and the Health and Sciences Show on VBSRadio.com. Tune in or be tuned out.
Okay, everybody, I'm back. And I want to thank the callers we've had so far here. It's been fun. Marilyn, some great ideas about destiny. Destiny is always an interesting subject to get into a conversation about, because there seems to be this collective agreement that destiny and free will are at odds with each other. And so you either have a destiny and your life is fated, or you have free will, but you can't have both at the same time. And I personally, and this is just me, but I personally don't, that doesn't make sense to me. And I guess that's because of my work with this system, which defines our destiny and then also reveals, you know, the choices that we have within that. So to me, that's what it's all about. When they hold hands, things become really magical. And I think we're really happy then, too. Okay, so Donna. Hi, Donna. Are you there?
I am. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I am studying the cards. And
oh, cool.
I have a question about the reading of the cards in terms of how do you read it diagonally? What is the importance of reading it that way? And how pertinent are the connections going in that direction?
The diagonal connections between people, you mean?
Yes.
They're really, really strong because they're going in both directions.
Okay.
So if I have a diagonal Venus connection with you, then I'm Venus to you and you're Venus to me. So it's sort of like takes it to a whole nother level. It makes it a stronger connection. With a Mercury connection, there's going to be a lot of talking, a lot of communication. With Venus, there's going to be a lot of love and friendship. That kind of glue holds people together for life. If it's Mars going both ways, you know, it can be really stressful and, you know, there can be a lot of antagonistic energy. Jupiter expands everything, brings a lot of good fortune. Saturn, your teachers see each other, that can be a little intense. So they're important, really important.
Okay. All right, well, that was all I wanted to ask about. I'm interested in looking at it diagonally. I've been playing around in my head with replacing cards, you know. You know, like I'm a 7 of Club, September 17th, you
uh-huh.
know, and in the mundane spread, and of course I'm replacing the 8 of Diamonds, right? So can you work with me just for a second with this question?
Uh-huh.
So I went back, I looked at the 7 of Club in the mundane, came over to the natural spread, and got the 8 of Diamonds, which is what I replaced, right? Then I went
uh-huh.
back to the mundane, which is where the eight of diamonds is. I hope you're following me, Sharon. And then I went to the natural spread, and it comes up with the Queen of Spades. All right. Now, this is just my mind working around, you know, rolling. Now, with those connections, 7 of Club, 8 of Diamonds, 8 of Spades,
Queen.
Can I make some kind of connection there?
If you would have come over a little differently when you came back, you would have found your soul card, which is the Jack of Spades.
Right. Under the 7 of Club in the natural spread. Right.
No. Let me stop you right here, because for probably most of the people listening, this sounds like a different language.
I'm sure.
So I don't want to do this kind of thing on the air.
Okay.
But, you know, you're close to finding your soul card. You just went to the wrong direction with the Eight
okay.
of Diamonds.
The Eight of Diamonds
is your spirit card.
Okay.
And the Jack of Spades is your soul card. Your planetary ruling card is the 5 of Diamonds.
Yeah.
So your soul spirit birth card are extremely important because they're like one embodiment of who you are.
Okay. All right, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah. You know, I have online courses that I teach in this. Did you know that?
I've been looking at them. I may at some point in the future, you know, take it up when the time is right. But I am extremely impressed, you know, with the way listening to you on the radio and how you go about your readings. I love it. I love the fact that you're doing that. I have just picked up, what is her name? You know, 2 big books, Only Richmond. And then the other book, which I can't think of her name.
Old book?
Huh? Yeah, old book. Sacred Ancient?
Sacred Symbols
of the Ancients. Yes. So I just got
published in 1947.
Yes, and they have all the charts that you're using to read. So I try my best to follow you as you're doing this because you are an amazing. I love your mind. Amazing. I appreciate you. Huh?
Thank you.
You're welcome. So is there anything you can tell about my year since let's bring it back, I guess.
Yeah, let's bring it back. What is your age?
I am 53. I do know my age.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, 50. I was born in, 56.
So, 53. Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that's going on, you have the Six of Diamonds in your house, so you're definitely learning something about financial responsibility. You're also getting your priorities straight. Mm-hmm. You're sitting in the Two of Diamonds house. Get Seven of Spades behind you. Saturn, Mars. You know, your soul card, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. This is a year of serious spiritual initiation for you. And your soul card is your first outcome card. So, that, you know, I love it that you're working with the cards right now because they can really help you unfold that mystery with yourself. Mm-hmm. It's a powerful time for you, Donna, to reinvent and recreate yourself in every way, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, physically, financially, everything. This is a time to let go of all the old ways of thinking, you know, everything that you no longer serves you from the past, let it go. Your outcome card is the Nine of Spades. Your opportunity this year is to be completely transformed by your next birthday. You know, to really, from a place of recreating your life the way you want it to be. More in tune with who you really are, which I feel like you're doing.
I am. You know, I I have a desire to paint, and I think this is my life's work.
Okay. Paint.
Portrait painting.
This is uh-huh.
And looking at my information, what would you say about that?
You have the King of Hearts sitting in your house. I would say, why aren't you painting?
I do, but it's, trying to take care of all this other stuff I need to make new, I have not been able to place the time to do it. But it certainly is in my spirit to do it. And
You have the King of Hearts sitting in your house. I don't care if you go sit on a street corner on Sunday morning and paint people that come by. Yeah. You need to do this.
Now, where is my king? What house is it sitting in?
It's sitting in your Five of Diamonds house.
Is that right?
Yeah. So we have to go because I have to get off the air in 2 minutes.
Left. You are so easy to talk to. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling, darling. Keep up the good work, okay?
All right. Okay.
I want to thank everybody for listening tonight, and I want to thank everyone that called in. And I hope you all got something valuable out of tonight. I absolutely, absolutely encourage you to explore and discover this amazing system. The Deck of Playing Cards is a magical, magical book of ancient wisdom and a calendar, and it's everywhere, and they want us to know them, so get to know them, because all sorts of fabulous things are revealed. Thank you for listening. I will talk to you next week. And feel free to contact me. Bye.